was early on a bright harvest morning. I strayed by the banks of Ceylon to gaze on such beauties of nature that grace every woodland and lawn. Oh, the prospect was surely enchanting, as gay lassies in juvenile bloom promenaded by the banks of that river that flows near the town of Macroom. I've been airy and fond of recreation. To the river I ventured to roam. When weary of rambling and roving, I sat myself down by a grove. I sat there some time meditating, when the sun her bright rays had withdrawn, and a damsel of queenly appearance came down by the banks of Ceylon. I arose with great joy and amazement, and accosted this jewel so rare. For to me she appeared like Venus, adorned with jewels so fair. Were I ruler of France or of Prussia, oh, it's with me you'd soon wear the crown. And I join you in wedlock, my darling. You're the beauty of sweet Massey Town. We walked and we talked on together, inhaling the bright, pleasant air, until in a voice most alarming she said, "See, my father goes there." His presence to me was appalling, with his cross angry looks and his frown that pierced through my heart like an arrow. On my way back to sweet Massey Town, and it's now I've retired from my roving with a heart full of sorrow and grief. And there's no one on earth can console me nor give me a moment's relief. I would rove through the African desert until death summons me to my tomb, for the sake of that charming fair Helen that I met